Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, August 3rd. Spica cruises along with the moon this evening. The leading light of the constellation Virgo is close below the moon at nightfall and sets before midnight. Astronomers have studied Spica for millennia. In fact, Spica played a starring role in an important discovery about our own planet. Around 127 BC, Greek astronomer Hipparchus carefully studied Spica's location. He noted its position relative to the sun's position at the fall equinox. He then compared his observations to those made by other sky watchers a few centuries earlier, and he found something surprising. Spica had shifted a bit, and in fact, other stars he measured showed the same change. Hipparchus called that change the precession of the equinoxes. The entire celestial sphere, every single star, shifts by a little more than 1 degree per century. That isn't caused by the stars, though. Instead, it's the result of a wobble in Earth's rotation, like the wobble of a gyroscope that's beginning to slow down. It takes about 26,000 years to complete a single wobble. During that time, Earth's north celestial pole draws a big circle on the sky. Different stars along that circle take turns as the pole star. The wobble also means that every star shifts position relative to the point of the equinox. So over the millennia, the entire celestial sphere rotates through the seasons, a discovery made possible, in part, by brilliant Spica. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.